Michael Bolton. Italian Roots, Career Evolution, and the Voice That Defined an Era. A voice shaped by heritage, patience, and emotional precision across decades of music. Michael Bolton is one of those artists whose voice became instantly recognizable across decades, genres, and audiences worldwide. Born Michael Bolotin in 1953 in Connecticut, his surname already hinted at a deep Italian heritage that would subtly shape his artistic sensitivity over time. His grandparents emigrated from southern Italy, bringing with them not only traditions but also a cultural attitude toward emotion, storytelling, and music that would later emerge in Bolton's vocal delivery. In the American music landscape of the 1980s and 1990s, where image often competed with substance, Bolton built his identity around something far less constructed and far more enduring, which was vocal intensity. His Italian roots did not manifest in obvious stylistic clichés, but rather in a certain dramatic phrasing, a way of stretching emotion across notes that felt almost operatic at times. And honestly, that kind of raw emotional projection is something you don't just learn, you grow into it. What makes Bolton particularly interesting from a cultural perspective is how his identity never needed to be explicitly framed as Italian-American to be present. Instead, it functioned as a quiet structure beneath his artistry, shaping tone, presence, and interpretive choices. In a period dominated by visual pop icons, Bolton's success was almost countercultural, grounded in voice rather than spectacle. His trajectory reflects a broader pattern among artists with Italian heritage in America, where identity becomes less about surface representation and more about emotional depth. This is especially evident in his ballads, where the intensity feels less manufactured and more inherited. And yeah, you could say he wasn't chasing trends, he was just doing his thing, and somehow it worked. From rock beginnings to global success, a career that took its time. Before becoming a global icon of romantic ballads, Michael Bolton's career began in a completely different musical space that many people today barely remember. In the 1970s, he was actually part of the hard rock scene, performing with bands and pursuing a sound that was far removed from the emotional ballads that would later define him. His early albums did not achieve significant commercial success, but they played a crucial role in shaping his vocal control and stage presence. This transition from rock to pop soul ballads was not immediate, nor was it easy, and that is precisely what makes his career trajectory so compelling. Rather than exploding overnight, Bolton evolved gradually, refining his identity and finding the space where his voice could truly resonate. It was only in the late 1980s that he found his breakthrough, aligning his vocal style with a repertoire that emphasized emotional storytelling and melodic strength. The turning point came with songs like How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, which showcased his ability to transform vulnerability into something powerful and widely relatable. This shift marked not just a change in genre, but a redefinition of artistic identity, moving from performance-driven rock toward introspective, voice-centered music. What stands out is the patience embedded in this journey, something that contrasts sharply with today's rapid cycles of fame. Bolton's success was not the result of a single hit, but of a gradual accumulation of experience and refinement. And honestly, in a world obsessed with instant success, that kind of slow build feels almost rebellious. Michael Bolton, the voice that defined an era, power, control, and emotional depth. Michael Bolton's voice became one of the defining sounds of late 1980s and early 1990s American music, particularly within the adult contemporary and pop soul genres. His vocal style is characterized by a strong, controlled delivery combined with an ability to convey emotional intensity without losing technical precision. This balance between power and vulnerability is what allowed his songs to resonate with such a wide audience. Unlike many of his contemporaries, Bolton did not rely heavily on vocal ornamentation or excessive stylistic variation, choosing instead to focus on clarity and emotional projection. His phrasing often extends beyond the expected rhythmic structure, creating a sense of tension and release that draws the listener in. This approach reflects a deeper understanding of musical storytelling, where the voice becomes a narrative tool rather than just an instrument. There is also a theatrical quality to his performances, which can be linked, at least in part, to his Italian heritage and its emphasis on expressive communication. His delivery often feels almost cinematic, as if each song were part of a larger emotional arc rather than a standalone piece. And let's be real for a second, you don't get that kind of presence just by hitting the right notes, you need something else behind it. That something is precisely what separates Bolton from technically skilled singers who lack interpretive depth. His voice does not simply perform a song, it inhabits it. Michael Bolton, early years. Awards, recognition, and the validation of consistency. Michael Bolton's career is not only defined by commercial success but also by significant recognition within the music industry, particularly during the peak of his popularity. He has won multiple Grammy Awards, including Best Male Pop Vocal Performance, which validated his ability to stand out in a highly competitive field. These awards were not isolated moments but part of a broader pattern of acknowledgement that spanned several years. In addition to his Grammy wins, Bolton received numerous American Music Awards, reflecting both industry respect and public appreciation. His albums consistently achieved multi-platinum status, indicating not only initial success but also sustained relevance over time. This combination of critical and commercial recognition is relatively rare, especially for artists whose work is heavily centered on ballads. What is particularly interesting is how this recognition did not fundamentally alter his artistic direction. Rather than reinventing himself to follow changing trends, Bolton maintained a consistent style, refining it instead of replacing it. This approach suggests a strong sense of identity and artistic integrity, qualities that are often difficult to preserve in an industry driven by constant change. And yeah, while trends came and went, Bolton stayed right there, doing what he knew worked, without overcomplicating things. That kind of consistency is not just admirable, it is strategic, even if it doesn't look like it at first glance. Michael Bolton's Italian heritage and emotional storytelling in his music. Michael Bolton's Italian roots are not explicitly foregrounded in his public image, yet they play a subtle but meaningful role in shaping his artistic identity. The influence is less about aesthetics and more about emotional structure, particularly in the way he approaches themes like love, loss, and longing. These themes are central to many forms of Italian artistic expression, from opera to cinema, and Bolton's music seems to echo that tradition. His ballads often rely on a gradual buildup of emotional intensity, leading to a climactic release that feels both controlled and deeply expressive. This pattern mirrors the narrative arcs commonly found in Italian storytelling, where emotion is not avoided but fully explored. It is this willingness to engage with emotional complexity that gives his songs their lasting impact. There is also a certain sincerity in his delivery that distinguishes him from artists who treat emotion as a performance rather than an experience. Bolton's interpretations feel grounded, as if they emerge from a genuine engagement with the material rather than from a calculated attempt to appeal to an audience. And honestly, that's probably why his music still hits today, because it doesn't feel fake or overproduced. It feels like someone actually meant what they were singing, and that makes a difference. Reinvention without losing identity, later career and collaborations. As the music industry evolved in the 2000s and beyond, Michael Bolton adapted to new contexts without abandoning the core elements that defined his success. Rather than attempting to compete directly with emerging trends, he chose to explore different formats, including collaborations, television appearances, and reinterpretations of classic songs. This approach allowed him to remain visible while preserving his artistic identity. One of the most notable aspects of his later career is his willingness to engage with different audiences, including younger listeners who may not have experienced his peak years. Through appearances in popular culture, including comedic sketches and unexpected collaborations, Bolton demonstrated an ability to navigate changing media landscapes with a certain degree of self-awareness. This phase of his career can be understood as a form of strategic repositioning, where relevance is maintained not through reinvention but through reinterpretation. He did not try to become something else, but rather found new ways to present what he already was. And yeah, sometimes he even leaned into the irony of his own image, which, let's be honest, takes confidence. That ability to balance seriousness with self-awareness is part of what keeps his presence relevant. Michael Bolton today. Legacy, future projects, and lasting relevance. In the contemporary music landscape, where visibility often dictates relevance, Michael Bolton occupies a unique position that challenges this assumption. He continues to release music, perform live, and engage with audiences, but without the pressure to constantly reinvent himself. His relevance is not constructed through novelty but sustained through consistency and recognition. Recent projects have included new recordings, collaborations, and continued touring, demonstrating that his connection to music remains active rather than nostalgic. While he may no longer dominate charts in the way he once did, his presence carries a different kind of weight, rooted in legacy and credibility. Looking forward, Bolton's trajectory suggests that his future will likely involve a continuation of this balanced approach, combining new material with reinterpretations of his existing catalog. This strategy allows him to remain artistically engaged while also honoring the work that defined his career. In a system that often rewards constant noise and visibility, Bolton's quieter persistence feels almost radical. He remains relevant, which might be the most interesting part of his entire story. Post Views, 70.